The community is outraged after an attack on a mother and her two young children. You can see in this video here where it happened in the South Deering neighborhood. And we are blurring the video because the people involved are all minors. Our Sharday Gray is live outside of the school where this happened. Sharday, we're learning this is not the first time that this specific group of kids attacks someone.
Exactly, Marie. The large group of parents were outside of the school calling for accountability. They say bullying has been a problem at the school, but now it's crossed the line into violence. The mother, who is also the victim, has been at the school all day talking to authorities.
Damn! Back, damn!
Disturbing video, all caught on camera.
Let my homie go.
Children dragging a mother and her son to the ground. We've blurred the faces of the people involved because they're minors. Police say the 33-year-old mother and her 9-year-old son were walking near 106 in Bensley in the South Deering neighborhood when the group of kids started chasing after the mother and her children, calling them names and taunting them. Both the mother and son were taken to a hospital. Word of the attack spread quickly on social media, causing outrage among many parents.
I couldn't sleep. I was traumatized. I could not sleep. I couldn't believe it.
Shanice Davis lives in the neighborhood and says she recognizes the attackers.
This is not the first time the kids have done this. Just talk around the streets that these kids have pretty much been raising themselves and they have not been held accountable. They have vandalized cars. They have harassed adults and children.
One day after the attack, demonstrators showed up at Orville Bright Elementary School after some posted on social media threatening to harm the children behind the attack. Several police officers showed up blocking the entrance of the school to protect kids inside. Chicago Police District Council member Joseph Williams was also talking with the
We're going to make sure that this school leadership steps up and that they put a safety plan in place.
No. I'm sorry, Joseph Williams. This is not the opportunity for you to campaign for another term as councilman and alderman. This ain't got nothing to do with the school. I love to hold Chicago accountable. Nobody loves holding Chicago accountable more than Anton from AntonDaniels.com. But that is the problem right there. The biggest problem in the community is that we keep blaming everybody else. We want the police to do something. We want the school to do something. You want the mayor to do something. Y'all blame Trump for y'all property taxes going up. This ain't got nothing to do with the school. This got everything to do with the parents and the culture. This got everything to do with the parents and the culture. The school, what the school got to do with this? The school wasn't there. This didn't even happen in the school. This don't have nothing to do. Shout out to Chef G Rap. I'm going to read that shortly. This don't have nothing to do with the school. This has zero to do with the school at all. Nothing. And I love to hold every administrator, principal, school, all of them accountable. This don't have nothing to do with the school. The first thing that we should be having a conversation about, if we're going to have a conversation about everything, is we going to have, listen. You know how you can get all of this to stop? Is that you have to start putting the parents on blast. You got to show these little hoodlums on TV and you need to arrest their parents. We need to start having a punishment system for people that have children that are not adults that are doing some of the most harmful things in the community. We need to have a parent accountability system. And I don't know what it should be, but man, I'm telling you, we need to have competency tests for people having children. I've always said that everybody should not be able to have children. And people have been outraged. But then when these little monsters start beating up your mama and you on the way to school, now y'all want to come to the head. Now y'all want to come to it and say, now we got to have the school put something in place. This ain't got nothing to do with no school. Penelope, let's talk about it. Penelope says you're wrong. The school should not allow bullying during school hours. Did that look like they was at school hours? Do you hear what the woman, let me rewind it for you, because I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say you just didn't hear what the woman has said.
Couldn't believe it.
Shanice Davis lives in the neighborhood and says she recognizes the attackers.
This is not the first time the kids have done this. just talk around the streets that these kids have pretty much been raising themselves. And they
talk around the streets that the kids have been raising themselves. This is not the first time. They have a reputation and they are out in the streets doing whatever it is that they want to do, and they're going to grow up to be monsters. This has nothing to do with the school. This has, Penelope, I love you, but I'm starting to think that you're a white apologist. I am. Penelope, your line of thinking is the reason why culturally people think that it's okay to do this, because instead of holding people accountable, white people, y'all need to start calling it out too. I'm so sick of white people still enabling bad black behavior. Y'all got to stop this. Y'all doing worse for black people than black people can do for black people. When y'all keep saying, oh no, it's not their fault, it has to be, no. Y'all got to say, hey, why are you so disruptive? I can't wait to one day see the one white person to step up and say, hey, listen, and that don't mean you're racist. I can't wait to see the one white person to say, hey, listen, we're tired of seeing you being loud. And I'm talking about like in the moment, and you're not scared. No. You're being ghetto right now. And this is not the time to be ghetto. You can take that back into your household. That is not what this is right now. I can't wait till I see a white person go viral for that. Because Lord knows black people don't call it out. The black people don't call it out until it's already too late, until somebody gets slapped, until somebody get, you know what I'm saying, until a mother get beat up by walking her kid to school. We just think it's cool. We act like it's not even a big deal. I don't want to hear from no Nick Fuentes. I don't listen to people that are blatantly racist. I'm not talking about people that do it because they just doing it for shock factor and value. I'm talking about people that do it because they actually care about the well-being of the person that they're talking to. It's a way that you can deal with people. And sometimes you chastise people out of love, not out of hate. Chastising people out of love, not out of hate. It's a difference. It's a difference. And no, the school don't need to be held accountable for this.
They have not been held accountable. They have vandalized cars. They have.
Ain't nothing wrong with Penelope. Children. Y'all leave Penelope alone. She's talking. She's engaging like everybody else.
One day after the attack, demonstrators showed up at Orville Bright Elementary School after some
Penelope,
on social
Penelope,
media
Penelope,
threatening to.
Penelope, listen. Let me tell you something, Penelope. I'm gonna give you a hard lesson right now. You ready? You can't be bullied in the chat. It's a chat room. It's impossible to get bullied in the chat, Penelope. It's impossible. This is little avatars. These are characters. This is a series of ones and zeros. It's going to come on. Put your big girl pants on. It's a chat. It's all trolling. You can't get bullied in the chat. You can't get bullied in the internet. Come on, you got to put your big girl pants on. Even if you're not wrong, you're going to have to put your big girl pants on. All right? Ain't no such thing as bullying in the chat.
Armed the children behind the attack. Several police officers showed up blocking the entrance of the school to protect kids inside. Chicago Police District Council member Joseph Williams was also talking with them.
We're going to make sure that this school leadership steps up and that they put a safety plan in place, that they put any plan they need to put in place to make sure that these babies feel secure. Bullying should have a zero tolerance behind it.
Shut up. I can't stand people like this. You aggravate me. Bullying should have a zero tolerance behind it. Shut up. Well, this ain't bullying. This is abuse. This is gang culture and activity. A little bit of bullying ain't hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? We all need thicker skin. Just a little bit. But when it comes to putting your hands on people and terrorizing a neighborhood, that get a little bit different.
We reached out to Chicago Public Schools about this incident and allegations from parents that their children were bullied by the same group of kids. CPS says they're horrified by the attack.
Then you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Somebody going to get their head knocked off, or somebody kid going to wind up missing, and then they're going to be acting like they're a victim. somebody going to defend themselves because they're going to feel like they're getting robbed, or you're going to put your hands on the wrong person and it's going to go left. And then they're going to act like that they're a victim. That's what's going to happen. Penelope, calm down. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You focus on me. Then something going to happen, and then they're going to say, oh, my God, no. They never did nothing to nobody. That's not their fault. They didn't do anything. Oh, my Lord. Oh, they got the mayor responding. Okay, so let's get to that. I want to see what the mayor said.
CPS and Chicago police are investigating after a mother and children were attacked by students.
Community members and parents are outraged as the video was posted to social media. Winnie George is in the newsroom with more on the response. Winnie?
Good morning. Well, several people showed up to Orville Bright Public School Tuesday in support of the mother and her children. They are demanding accountability, saying those involved deserve consequences.
Absolutely. Just gut-wrenching. It's appalling.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is frustrated after watching this viral social media video. It's caught the attention of those out of state. A Chicago mom, 33-year-old Korshonda Hatter, and her two children were attacked by students in the South Deering neighborhood near Orville Bright School.
We want to make sure that those individuals who are involved in this brutal attack, that there's accountability. But there's also something very disturbing about children carrying out such a violent act. There's clearly a need for some intervention there as well.
I hate Brandon Johnson more than any other mayor inside of the United States of America. I genuinely do. I can't stand Brandon Johnson. I wish we just had like a Trump-like person in every mayoral office in the United States of America. I really do. I just really do. Brandon Johnson aggravates me to my core. He aggravates me to my core. And I don't know why. I don't know why. He just another shill in place just like everybody else, but he aggravates me to my core, Kirsten. To my core. I do not like that dude. I don't like him at all.
Was here Monday afternoon near 106th and South Bensley. A normal walk from home turned chaotic. At one point, Hatter and her kid ended up on the ground.
They were literally waiting the way we walk home just to jump all of us.
So now we waiting.
Just to jump all of us. So I asked my kids to come to the next side of the street with me so they wouldn't get jumped. So we kept walking. They followed us all the way there. And then they still fought us. They fought my son. They hit my son first, all in his face. Then they dragged me in the grass and pulled my little baby hair.
Hatter and relatives met with school administrators and city leaders Tuesday morning. CBS says they are working with city departments and agencies to provide support to Hatter and her children. But many...
All them people is clout chasers, bro. That's all they are. I don't... Man, listen, man. This is all fake love. Y'all saying that the city is outraged. The city ain't outraged. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. This is all fake love. Fake thug, no love. You get the slug, CB4, gutso, gusto, you're nutso. I didn't know the love. Man, this is all fake love, man. Every last one of them people got their phones out. This is all fake love. All of them people have their phones out. This is clout chasing. This ain't love. This is fake outrage, bro. You know how I know if somebody actually care? They would actually do something better in their own household. You know, whenever somebody asks me, let's say, for example, I help somebody get some money or become successful, or I interact with them to the point to where I help them save their relationship or whatever. You know what they people say to me? You know what they say to me all the time? Oh, man, I want to add value into your life. What can I do to you? What can I do for you? And you know what I say to them? Same thing every time. The best way for you to show love to me is by making sure that you good. Is by making sure that you get your point to a, you get yourself to a point to where you an asset. You get yourself to a point to where you growing and you can add value and you're not in the negative. The best way for you to show love to me is by doing what's best for you. You can't pour out of an empty cup. You can't do nothing for me. The only thing you can do for me is do for yourself. Every last one of them people is fake, bro. Let me not say every last one of them because I'm only looking at the whole crowd, but everybody is like this. Everybody like this. They all recording. They all pointing the phone at her. Trying to get their clout off. Trying to get they Facebook up. That they trying to get their points off, man. I wouldn't trust nobody. I wouldn't trust none of these people, man. I don't trust none of them. They all got their phones out. Look, man. Look. That's fake love, no love. Fake thugs, no love. You get the slug.
Look at administrators and city leaders Tuesday morning. CBS says.
What the fuck is that? What is that? We so fake. We so fake, bro. We so fake. We gonna come together for the community, then fix your fucking neighborhood. You know who the killers are. Everybody that's seen these little niggas walking around every day, terrorizing people. Now you want to come out because it made national news, because it's big on the internet. Now you want to, what do you do when there's no cameras around? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves. When we have these conversations, what do you do when the cameras are not around? When there's no Facebook, when there's no live to go to, what do you do? What do you do? I don't believe these people. Man, get out of here, bro. This is all clout chasing. Get the phone out of my motherfucking face, bro. I'm sorry. I ain't supposed to be cursing. I'm sorry I curse. That's just what it is. I'm not going to try not to curse no more. I'm just going to not try not to curse as much. What, bro. When the cameras go away, there will be no more marches. There will be no changes in the community. There will be no accountability for the parents. And there will be no changes in how we fix our communities. We know every single thing, who's doing it, who's doing what houses is the crack houses, the trap houses. We know who the abusers are. We know who the pedos are. We know who the people that's out in these streets doing some of the worst things. We know the guys that's going to the high school, picking the girls up. The girls is not keeping it a secret about their boyfriend being 22, 23, 24 years old, and they 15, 16, getting picked out of high school. We know everything.